Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Friday marks the 100th day in office for the state's junior U.S. Senator, Republican Scott Brown. While 3+ months is not exactly enough time to cement a legislative legacy, Brown's first 100 days have begun to give us a picture of what kind of senator he'll be. To parse the record so far, we're joined now by WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Hello to you, Todd.
Good morning.
A lot of Republicans across the nation hope that Senator Brown would be the 41st vote, helping Republicans block a filibuster-proof Democratic majority. But it didn't work out that way in the health care overhaul, Todd, which the Democrats passed with a simple majority. Has Brown lived up to the hope that he would be Senator 41?
No, not really. He hasn't blocked a Democratic supermajority on a bill yet. In fact, only once has his vote made a difference, and that was for the Democratic majority and stopping a debate and holding a vote for an extension of unemployment benefits, which he later voted against. On health care, it seems like he passed the law of unintended consequences. His election was partly a referendum on the bill, yet when he won, the president turned around and said, let's hold an all-day televised seminar with the Republicans, and then we'll ram it through with a simple majority. And if people object, we'll just say that the model is Romney's state law, which Scott Brown supported. So on the health care vote, it wasn't Scott Brown who was a big loser. He couldn't have done anything differently. But Mitt Romney was a loser on that. Republicans have not forgotten that Obamacare is based on Romneycare.
Ironically, Brown's election lit a fire under Democrats in the House and the Senate on health care legislation. They realized they couldn't wait for a Republican senator to change his or her mind, so they went ahead and passed the Senate bill. A couple of weeks later, it became law. So the irony is that his winning made the reform that Kennedy had fought his entire life for the law of the land. But he also promised he'd be number 41, and he is, according to his latest estimate, going to support the filibuster against the financial reform bills that are coming before the Senate. So, you know, when it's convenient for him to occasionally step outside the Republican majority in the Senate, he does it. And when it's useful to him at home, I think we can guess that he probably will chart his own course.
The annual Time magazine issue that names the 100 people who most affect our world includes Scott Brown. He made the list. Should he be there, Dan?
Well, you know, when I got my Time magazine and was thumbing through it, I mean, I had to check the cover and make sure I wasn't looking at People magazine. I don't think he's been in office long enough to have achieved very much influence. He's famous, but he's a celebrity more than he is an accomplished legislator. If he had won a seat in, say, Indiana, the seat that Evan Bayh is leaving, he wouldn't be a national celebrity. What made him a national celebrity was winning what he refused to call the Kennedy seat.
Which C word is it that most apt describes what Brown has in Washington right now, celebrity or clout?
I would say both. I think what Dan is missing is that his influence comes from being seen as Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you know, maybe instead of Jimmy Stewart, George Clooney, you know, but it's the gutsy man, and yes, he has a glam side. So it's from his having won in the first place. That's what gives him a folk hero status. But beyond that, the influence I think Time magazine is referring to is that his victory has inspired challenger candidates all over the country. It's changed the political landscape. Even in Massachusetts, where we now have a lot more Republicans running and people have more of a choice, giving us a chance to become a two-party state. But challengers all over the country have more confidence. Despite dismal poll results, they'll now go on, inspired by his example. That's the influence that he personifies, the anti-incumbent mood in this country, and the idea that you can beat City Hall. It's not just Ted Kennedy's seat that gives him a status, but that it was probably the greatest political upset in American history.
Or at least in the 21st century.
Let me ask you a question about the political issue of the day. Soon before the Senate, that is President Obama's nomination of Elena Kagan, former Harvard Law School dean, to the U.S. Supreme Court. How difficult a challenge is this going to be to navigate this for Scott Brown? Does he side with the Republicans who are going to oppose her? Does he stand behind her because of this strong Massachusetts connection?
I think what we could expect, if I had to guess, is that he will express disapproval of her trying to ban military recruit from the Harvard campus and yet end up voting for her.
Well, this is a clue as to how truly independent he's going to be in the Senate. If the Senate Republicans demonize Elena Kagan, and this becomes a big deal nationally, Scott Brown may be in a really tight spot. Then we'll see if he's going to be number 41 or if he's going to do what his home state would like him to do.
Beyond the Kagan nomination, what's Scott Brown's biggest challenge?
Brown's biggest challenge is getting reelected, because if he's a two-year senator, then the myth is shattered. We now know some things about Brown that we didn't have raised during the campaign, such as the fact that he owns five houses. There's going to be a voting record that'll be scrutinized, unlike his state Senate voting record, which was essentially ignored by Martha Coakley. In 2012, it will depend on who decides to take him on. He will have an opponent, a serious opponent.
A measure of Scott Brown's popularity is that John Kerry is still the other senator, the one people don't talk about. That's remarkable. After 100 days, Scott Brown does have a celebrity status, a folk hero status, that he can continue to be a national figure. And you don't find challenger candidates around the country saying they want to be like John Kerry, but you certainly find that with Scott Brown.
Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democratic analyst Dan Payne joined us to talk about the first 100 days of U.S. Senator Scott Brown.